Okay, hi, welcome back to the Nino Show. I'm here with Renata Nino. She's my mom, I guess.
New guest?
I guess.
That's
weird. Hey, how about you get off your phone while we record?
No, I can multitask.
Wow, you're a fucking piece of shit. Okay. Well, update time. Didn't come out with an episode last week.
Why?
Because, on the computer,
yeah,
the file didn't save as an MP4. It saved as a .mov, and you can't put that in Final Cut, and you can't edit with it. So that's pretty cool. Mom, you want to plug the merch?
So you recorded a whole thing and didn't save it and don't have it in backup, and you're screwed?
Yeah, pretty much. But this is this week, not last week.
I thought you were smarter than that.
Hey, fuck you. Last week was all audio, so if you don't listen on audio, then you might not get exclusives like that.
How are you going to tell your mom, fuck you?
Because, fuck you. That's like our dynamic.
Okay.
Like you haven't told me to go fuck myself?
Never.
You're a fucking lying piece of shit.
Reuben, go suck a big fat cock on a donkey. Donkey dick. We'll call it donkey dick. Donkey dick. That's what it is. Go suck a big fat fucking donkey dick. From your mom. Love you.
My point.
Your point is what?
My point is that you say that to me all the time.
That you like to suck donkey dick?
No, you always say like, fuck you. Go fuck Ruben, yourself. Tell me to go play in traffic.
Have you come out of the closet yet?
I don't need to. I'm not in the closet. There is no closet. I'm not gay.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I mean, I like Pinocchio, so. Like to eat it. Like to eat ass.
What's Vete up? A la verga, güey.
Yeah. Mom.
Like, yeah,
mom,
yeah.
For the viewers at home, tell me how you met my dad. Not my dad. Romero.
Well, you see, I went to a Mexican dance, and he was there, and I was like, God damn, he's fucking fine. And I told my friends, I was like, I'm taking that motherfucker home tonight. And they're like, bet. And I was like, watch. And guess where I ended up? His apartment in Decatur, Arkansas. And that's all she wrote. He went to Mexico for a couple of weeks. Tried to call me. I didn't speak much Spanish, and I changed my phone number. He came back and was at the dance again. Now it's happily ever after for the last 17 years, 3 children, and a lot of fucking stress.
Wait, you guys met in 2003?
Yeah, 3 and had Junior in 5. Yep.
You didn't, Junior was born in 06.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You fucking dumbass. What the fuck? What yep. the fuck?
We've been together since you and Renee were 2 and 3. So how many years is that? So how many years is that?
You just said 17, dumbass.
Oh. Yeah, because you're 20, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm 20, by the way, guys.
Time fucking flies when you're having lots of fun, when you get laid every night.
But you don't get laid every night because you and Dad sleep in separate rooms because Junior's up your ass.
That doesn't make any kind of difference.
That's disgusting. You're telling me you tiptoe through your own house just to get some dick?
Sure as fuck do.
That's sad.
It's even better when Chino's not here because I can walk through the house naked.
Wow. I hope I never have to live my life like that. I just want to be in my own room. Slamming pussy.
We were last night.
In your oh, because Junior's in Missouri?
Yep.
How'd you end up in Decatur if you we lived in Carthage?
I went to the Mexican dance in Southwest City, Missouri, which is that close way. To the line of Arkansas, and your dad was living in Decatur.
Man, that's still a long-ass drive for Dad, though.
That motherfucker didn't have shit when I met him. Not even a motherfucking car. His shit fit in a Walmart bag, dude. He didn't have shit. Nothing. Zero. But he had a lot of money.
What? Was he sending it all to Grandma?
No. This nigga had less. Never had less than like $5,000 in his fucking cartera.
What the fuck?
For real. I drove from Carthage to Decatur every Saturday when he got off work. Took him back home. We fucked all night. Brought him back home on Sunday.
So is that why me and Renee spend the night at Papa's every
weekend? Yep.
While we were there, you were...
Making Junior.
While I was on Poplar Street.
Yeah.
You drove all the way here to Decatur to slip some dick and then drove home?
Oh, no, I picked him up. We went back to Carthage to my apartment because he lived with a bunch of dudes. I wasn't staying there.
So you drove
from Carthage
an hour and a half.
Yep.
to pick him up.
Yep.
Drove another hour and a half.
Home.
Slipped some dick. Drove another hour and a half to get him back to his place.
Yep.
And then ready for work. And then you drove another hour and a half to get me and Renee.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds like way too much work.
Yeah. That's what happens when you think you love somebody.
You are the exact opposite of the study of propinquity.
What the fuck is that?
Propinquity is the theory that people find like friends or significant others based on propinquity, which is things like, do we have the same hair color? Do we have the same eye color? Are we the same height? Are we in the same area?
That's too fucking much for me.
Like, propinquity would be like you only being with somebody from Carthage.
No. Negative.
Wow.
You see why? Because all my friends from Carthage are done fucked every Hispanic over there.
Becca.
She don't do Hispanics.
Didn't you?
Well, there was this one time. Just kidding. No.
I thought you tried to hook her up with Hano.
Becca?
Yeah.
No, Hano wanted Candace. Hano wanted Amber. Hano wanted Kelsey at one point.
Hano's a hoe, though.
Right.
That's why he had chlamydia, folks. He had dirty dick.
He sure did. He had that stank dirty dick.
It had warts on its warts. On its warts. You ever seen a lion's mane?
How about he checked into the hospital in a fake name and had his stuff taken care of?
That's actually kind of funny.
So he wouldn't get a bill and nobody would
know. Dad, want to say hi?
Was there.
Come here. Take mom's mic. El pelón del microphone. You know. Take her microphone to the camera. Say hi.
Hello.
There's no one there. Why are you? What the fuck?
He's recording a show.
God damn, Dad.
Where are you going?
Nah, I bet you're going to the casino.
No.
Then to see your girlfriend.
That's possible.
Damn, he's going to see his girlfriend.
He's looking for his cancer sticks.
Your cigarettes? Okay, well, our 10 minutes is almost up. Do you want to plug the merch?
What's that?
Like this clothing store?
Sure.
Plug it. Say, thanks for stopping by the Nino Show. If you want, go ahead and stop by the merch store, pick up some.
Thanks for stopping by the Nino Show until next time. But in the meantime, if you feel like stopping by and shopping at the merch store, get on it.
We just dropped the 00 collection. The 00 stands for 2000. That was the year I was born because I'm 20 now. All the proceeds to that go to breast cancer research. Everything's going to be super cool with that. The designs look good. The colors look good. It's not just white anymore. They're mostly pastel colors, which I think look a lot better with the design on the back. And, yeah. 8 minutes, 45 seconds. Okay. See ya. Later. Anything else to add, Mom?
That's it. Gotta go get your brother.
That's all, folks. She has to drive to Missouri to get some dick. See ya.